Welcome to Frank Jordan's Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise Commentary. Now, here's Frank.
Staph infections are caused by the Staphylococcus bacteria. This bacteria resides on the skin of about 25% of healthy individuals in areas such as the mouth, nose, genitals, and feet, mostly without producing symptoms. In cases where infection develops, the severity can range from minor skin problems to more serious effects of internal organs and functions. Treatment is usually with antibiotics and or drainage of infected areas. Boils on the skin are the most common and least alarming staph symptoms. In cases of mild infection, boils or pus-filled skin eruptions develop at the site of an oil gland or hair follicle on the face, neck, armpits, groin, or buttocks. The inflamed area usually becomes red and swollen, while tender to touch. If antibiotics and ointments are ineffective, boils are often physically drained. Staph infection sometimes results in impetigo, which is characterized by appearance of blisters and sores on the skin. The areas usually affected include the nose and mouth, or the trunk region. The sores and blisters that appear have a tendency to burst and leave behind a yellowish crust. The affected skin usually yields maddening itching, though it may or may not be painful. Don't scratch or pick on the blisters and sores because they can create permanent scarring on the skin. If localized regions of the skin, particularly in the leg region, become inflamed, red, tender, and warm, it may signal the onset of a staph infection called cellulitis. Cellulitis occurs when the bacteria begin acting on the deeper layers of tissue. The affected area may also develop ulcers or skin dimpling. Other symptoms can include fever, chills, malaise, and/or nausea that often accompany the most typical symptoms on the skin. In less frequent instances, the action of the bacteria may provoke the onset of staphylococcal scalded skin syndrome, or SSSS. Blisters develop, which on bursting cause the removal of the top skin layer, leaving the skin red and raw, as if it were burned. One of the more common manifestations of staph infection is food poisoning, with symptoms such as nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, dehydration, and low blood pressure. While creating misery, symptoms usually last 12 to 24 hours. Seek medical attention if they last longer. When staph bacteria enter the bloodstream, serious blood poisoning or bacteremia occurs. Bacteremia can lead to serious infections affecting internal organs, including the lungs, heart, or brain, and even bones, muscles, and surgical implants. In rare cases, potentially life-threatening toxic shock syndrome occurs, causing high fever, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, dizziness, confusion, and muscle pain. Staph infections are also known to cause septic arthritis, usually affecting the knees, and osteomyelitis as a bone infection condition.
Super Safe NSC-24 Immunition Joint and Tissue Formula with MG-beta-glucan is now 40% off at $35.97. If you sound like creaking bed springs when getting up each morning, you need Immunition NSC Joint and Tissue Formula. Nutritionally help rebuild damaged tissue with glucosamine sulfate, important for anyone subject to sports injuries or those just working in the garden. Call now to order NSC-24 Immunition Joint and Tissue Formula at 888-541-3997. That's 888-541-3997 or order online at nsc24.com.
Remember, for the latest health news and product specials, join us at nsc24.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. The products mentioned are not intended to diagnose, mitigate, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Your body, mind, and spirit are challenged throughout life. Join me each weekday here and at nsc24.com to learn how to meet and respond. Be sure to call 888-541-3997 or go to nsc24.com for my free health gift reserved just for you. Go in good faith and remember, when you can't, beta glue can.